Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you, Ben. And I say it strongly. I'm very proud of the vaccines. We got it done, as you know, Brian. We got it done very rapidly. In less than 9 months, it was supposed to take 5 to 12 years, and they wouldn't come up, most likely wouldn't have come up with the right answer. And we have three of them, great ones and great therapeutics. We got a lot of it done, but the mandates are horrible.
Yeah. And we were there with you at the White House for Operation Warp Speed. Like you said, you rolled those vaccines out in record time. So,
we saved millions of lives worldwide. Don't forget, in 1917, 100 million people, as many as maybe 50 to 100, but 100 million people probably died from the horrible Spanish flu. I think we would have been in a very similar position, 50 to 100, if we didn't have the vaccines, you know, all over the world. Mm-hmm. And in the United States, millions and millions more people would have died. It would have been a disaster. So we're very proud of the vaccines, but the mandates should not be. They're trying to enforce these mandates, and it's so bad for people and for our country, and so bad for business.
Yeah.
Outweigh the risks, but as the vaccine rollout now ramps up through the booster phase, there are a rare few who suffer serious side effects. Now the federal government is offering compensation for anyone who becomes seriously ill after having their COVID shot.
It's been a long road to recovery for Matty John.
It's a really uncomfortable and quite a frightening experience.
He felt like he was having a heart attack 2 days after getting the Pfizer vaccine.
I just got this sharp pain that I've never experienced before in the center of my chest.
Diagnosed with severe pericarditis, he was off work for 10 weeks.
You're constantly worrying, I suppose, that anxiety around, I suppose, we're talking about your heart.
Maddie's not alone. It's estimated 79,000 people have suffered adverse reactions to vaccines. Now the government's offering compensation. Claims under $20,000 will need evidence from your doctor. Claims over $20,000 assessed by a team of legal experts. The highest figure reserved for only the most serious of cases.
I think it could cost the government a lot of money.
Daniel Opare works at Shine Lawyers. He's looked closely at the government scheme.
If you do suffer pericarditis, it can result in you being out of pocket. You might have to see a cardiologist, you might need procedures. So it is definitely appropriate that there is a vaccination scheme there to compensate those people.
But like all schemes, there are limitations. To make a claim, you must spend at least one night in hospital. And that's a clause that makes Matty John ineligible. He was admitted to hospital twice, but never stayed the night.
It is a little bit frustrating and out of pocket a fair bit, but in saying that too, it is what it is, and that's life.
The scheme is now open. Nick Hose.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Banning people. They're dictating the opinions that everyone on the platform is allowed to have. Nearly a...
Spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked.
It's going to do something terrible, like help Trump get reelected. That's really what all this is about.
got our special guest, Dr. Saeed Haider, joining us in studio. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you've still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself a gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Saeed Haider is here in studio with us. I saw him last week on Harrison. And I'm busy in the morning, and I watch Harrison some, but I don't usually like stop for an hour and watch it. I'm in my office, getting ready for my show, watching the doc on. This guy's really well spoken. So I said to my producer, I said, can we please get him on? They said, yeah, he's willing to come in studio. I guess he has a brother here in Austin. So, boom, all the way from Puerto Rico, here in studio with us, our second live show of 2022. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
I really appreciate you. You know, I mean, you did an amazing job breaking things down, but you were saying fluoxamine is the biggest thing that you wanted to cover. So thanks for coming here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Yeah, absolutely. So fluvoxamine is an SSRI. It's a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and that basically means it affects your serotonin neurotransmitters all over your body. So the really important thing about fluvoxamine is that it works great for COVID-19. There's a phase 3 study on fluvoxamine showing that if you take fluvoxamine, at least 80% of the prescribed doses, you have a 12 times lower risk of dying than if you don't take fluvoxamine for COVID-19. And I think the most interesting thing about fluvoxamine to talk about with your guests, with your viewers, is that, you know, a lot of people end up in the hospital nowadays and they call me and tell me, you know, I've got COVID, it's really bad, and the doctor won't give me ivermectin, they won't give me hydroxychloroquine. I know all these things work for COVID and they just refuse to give it to me. What should I do? Theoretically, if a patient were to tell their doctor in the hospital that, hey, doc, I used to have depression for years, and I used to take fluvoxamine 50 milligrams twice a day. I know it's kind of a weird dose for depression, but that's what my doctor gave me. I did great on it. I wasn't depressed, and then I decided to go off of it, right? Against my doctor's advice, I've been off of it for about a year now, and I've been getting really depressed in the last couple of months. Can you put me back on fluvoxamine? I don't know a single doctor in America who won't buy that story and give a patient fluvoxamine. And it's really sad that patients have to go to these lengths, right?
And I'm glad we're jumping right into it, but let's get back to the minute. How did you, well, what have you thought the last 2 years of this? And just, you're a medical doctor, very respected. I should have done your old bio. We just jumped right into it. Tell me about fluvoxamine. But I mean, Dr. Saeed Haider is a doctor who specializes in internal medicine, who's treated 35,000 patients, over 4,000 with active COVID infections, resulting in zero deaths, as only 5 hospitalizations. That is incredible. Over 30,000 were given ongoing preventative ivermectin. Of those who took ivermectin to prevent catching COVID, less than 10 returned with active COVID infections. With the breaking news, the USPS and FDA, that's why I wanted to get you on,
yep,
and the FDA are colluding to withhold overseas ivermectin shipments to America. Dr. Saeed Haider is working to work with this crisis, and by sourcing the cheapest U.S. mail order pharmaceuticals in each state, this bold action will provide Americans with life-saving drug before they get sick, so they are ready for treatment on day one of symptoms. Go to mygotodoc.com. So that's why I wanted you on. You got here so quick. I'm like, damn,
yeah.
You were on really laying out how they're not trying to stop. What's it called?
Interstate commerce. They're not interfering with interstate shipments of ivermectin, but overseas ivermectin they are seizing at the border.
Exactly. So they're trying to block that. So I didn't mean to
taking it into one topic and then jumping to another, but let's finish up with the fluvoxamine, if I'm saying that right,
and
why we think it's working on COVID, and then why they're trying to block it, and then back to the other subject.
Sure. So fluvoxamine works for COVID in a number of different ways. So it stabilizes platelets so they don't dump serotonin into the bloodstream, and this actually can nip the cytokine storm in the bud, so it can stop the cytokine storm. It also acts on the sigma-1 receptor. It's an anti-inflammatory receptor, and I just want to kind of mentioned that, you know, I hesitated to even prescribe fluvoxamine because, you know, it does affect brain neurochemistry. But that only really kicks in after 4 to 6 weeks, and you only need to use it for 2 weeks for COVID-19.
Plus, it's good not to die.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take something rather than die that made me hallucinate, you know?
Yeah. So I haven't really seen a lot of side effects with fluvoxamine. It's really, really rare. People do really well on fluvoxamine, especially with this short 2 week course. So I highly recommend it to all my patients. And I haven't seen anyone who took fluvoxamine within the first 5 days of COVID-19 who even got worse after that point. No one was hospitalized who took it in the first 5 days.
So are you saying fluvoxamine is even better than ivermectin?
So, you know,
they're
complementary to each other, right? But I do think fluvoxamine probably has even stronger data than ivermectin. Ivermectin has incredible data for COVID-19, and there's a lot more studies of ivermectin, but fluvoxamine has some really powerfully, really well-done studies, and I can't think of any other drug that you can say, if you take the doses as prescribed, you'll have a 12 times lower risk of dying than if
And that just shows how powerful SSRIs are in the brain. This thing can completely block a virus. Imagine what it does on the other side of your brain. I mean, this is powerful.
So that's a really good point. So ivermectin actually doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. That's another reason to add fluvoxamine to ivermectin, because it goes into the brain. It addresses inflammation inside your brain, which ivermectin will not do.
And you talked about the studies, because it's not just you. I was already hearing from all these scientists I respect, hey, fluvoxamine, you got to cover fluvoxamine. I'm like, and then I see you on the air talking about how they're trying to suppress it. This is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. And the other good point is that fluvoxamine is actually on the Johns Hopkins treatment guidelines for COVID now, and it's still not on the NIH guidelines. It's not in the FDA guidelines. So the FDA...
Wow, so they're not even trying to block it right now?
So it's just,
I knew somewhere, but
so they're not putting it on the guidelines. Just the Johns Hopkins guidelines have it. But you know, so Steve Kirsch bankrolled the fluvoxamine trials, and what he discovered was that when he got through phase three studies, he couldn't find a pharmaceutical company that would present the data to the FDA for him, and he had to find a pharmaceutical company because the FDA won't take it from a private citizen. So I think that's just ridiculous. You know, he spent millions of dollars to take it through phase one, two, and three studies. He's got all the data that he needs for an emergency use authorization, and yet he can't find a pharmaceutical company willing to do it. And why not? Because they're not going to make any money.
And isn't Steve Kirsch a great guy?
He is.
I mean,
absolutely.
He's out there doing these studies, and they don't want it because they won't make money.
Yeah, so our system is just totally broken, right? You know, we know that we have drugs. Really cheap, dirt cheap drugs. I mean, what could be better? Ivermectin can be had for like less than like a cent per dose, right? You can make it for 1 cent per dose. And you know, fluvoxamine is cheap. Hydroxychloroquine is cheap. Budesonide inhalers are cheap. I mean, it's just a steroid inhaler. It's been around for decades. All these drugs have incredible safety profiles. Ivermectin especially. I mean, it's the safest drug I can think of, literally. It's safer than Tylenol, which is the leading cause of liver failure. It's safer than ibuprofen, which is known to cause like heart failure. I mean, there's no other drug that's as safe as ivermectin. Fluvoxamine is safe enough to use for COVID for almost anyone. I very rarely see side effects.
And doctor, it's amazing you came here to be with some person. I really appreciate it. So I'll put the cart before the horse, but do we know chemically what ivermectin does versus fluvoxamine and why they work so well?
Yeah, so ivermectin actually they both actually have anti-inflammatory effects, different kinds of anti-inflammatory effects, but they address specific inflammatory cytokines that are raised by COVID-19. So ivermectin affects interleukin 6, fluvoxamine hits the sigma 1 receptor. So they're actually better than using steroids for COVID. We know steroids work for COVID-19 because there's a viral replication phase, then there's an inflammatory phase. So ivermectin will give you some antiviral effects. Fluvoxamine actually also has some antiviral effects that are not really talked about much, but it affects that. It affects the acid sphingomyelinase enzyme, and it prevents entry of COVID-19 into cells. Ivermectin does the same thing. It prevents entry of COVID-19 into your cells. It binds to the spike protein. And so the point I wanted to get to was that steroids are kind of broad-spectrum immunosuppressants. And so they're kind of like carpet bombing, right? Like instead of like you want like targeted action that you get with ivermectin and fluvoxamine.
Wow. So we've seen, again, huge resistance against ivermectin. I've seen some against the fluvoxamine, but you're the expert. What's happening there?
Yeah, so, I mean, the worst thing with fluvoxamine is that no one's talking about it, right? Like, you had a couple of news articles when the phase 3 trials came out and also with the phase 2 trials, but it should really be, you know, approved by the, you know, the NIH, the CDC should be talking about it. It should be on the official guidelines.
And so that's why we're here. You're like, hey, yeah, I make a big deal out of ivermectin, now they're trying to block it, but that's yesterday's battle. We're almost kind of winning that war. We need to get fluvoxamine out there.
Absolutely. We do need to get fluvoxamine out there. And like I said before, you know, I've had patients come to me from the hospital. I had this elderly gentleman in the hospital, and this was his story. His son had to smuggle in ivermectin to him. Okay, he was on a ventilator. Okay, his doctor was saying he's going to probably die in a few days. He started ivermectin. He was better within a couple of days, and he was being discharged. His roommate was also on a ventilator. Okay, his roommate saw what had just happened in the last 3 days with him, asked him if he could take the rest of his ivermectin. So his roommate gets the rest of his ivermectin. He gets better in a couple of days, comes off a ventilator. He gets discharged. Now they're fast friends. But they had to act like secret agents to treat COVID-19, you know, with
effective drugs. That's the story you were telling I wanted to go on about, but then this fluvoxamine is even bigger. Let's come back and start off, Doc, wherever you want. Thank you so much for coming to town, sir. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Saeed Haider is our guest. He's a medical doctor. Treated over 35,000 patients in his career, 4,000 with active COVID infections. And he's just been really doing a great job exposing what's happening. And if you just joined us, he was getting into fluvoxamine, but also what's happening suppressing ivermectin. But as you said, ivermectin has gotten a lot of attention. Rolling Stone ran fake stories about thousands sick and dying in Oklahoma from taking it. None of it was true. It was a fake story. But you're saying fluvoxamine, they're not even denying this on John Hopkins, who's like one of the head groups there. They're actually admitting that it's giving people a 12 times better chance of surviving COVID. That is insane that we haven't heard about this. So thank God you're bringing it up.
Absolutely. They're not so much accepting that it works. I mean, they do, you know, every time you have a study that comes out and shows that a drug works for COVID-19, they always look for, you know, some kind of drawback. You know, they try to punch holes in it somehow. With fluvoxamine, you know, it causes some side effects, and some people weren't able to take it because it causes some nausea. So in the group that took at least 80% of the doses, there was a 12 times lower risk of dying, but not everyone could take 80% of the doses or more. So this brings up another point that if you can't take fluvoxamine, you can actually take Prozac instead. So 30 milligrams of Prozac works just like fluvoxamine. It does exactly the same thing. It's better tolerated, actually. You know, people have less side effects from it, less nausea. It's easier to remember. You know, everyone can remember Prozac. You know, it's a famous drug. So if you want to put one drug into your mind, you know, in case you're in a hospital to ask for from a doctor, it would probably be Prozac.
The system's used to pushing that, so they're like, sure, take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, we're not doing it for the 3-4 weeks it takes to kick in.
Yeah.
It's being done chemically for other things.
So, yeah, it has other effects other than the effects on the brain and your serotonin receptors in your brain. That's not really what we're targeting, and it doesn't have those psychological effects. So you don't need to worry that you're taking, like, a psychiatric drug that's going to change the way you think or the way you feel. It's not going to give you anxiety or depression or anything. And it works.
As you said, antidepressants, from what I've read, doctor, take, depending on the drug, what, 2 to 5 weeks, right, to kick in?
Yeah, 2 to 5 weeks to kick in. I mean, I'm not a big fan of antidepressants anyway. I never prescribed antidepressants to patients. You know, I would continue them if they were already on them, because people get used to these drugs. Their brains actually get used to them. It's kind of like a crutch. And I think, you know, if you look at some of the books that have come out, like the Emperor's New Drugs, you know, back, you know, 10, 20 years ago now, they do suggest that these drugs may actually make outcomes worse for depression.
Oh, absolutely. But the point is, it's funny how one thing Satan creates to suppress and control ends up being good on the other end, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the internet itself. It was created by the Department of Defense. You know, I don't really support a lot of things that they do in terms of the wars that they fight. But, you know, and the same with, like, the deep state and the CIA. You know, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't support that they do, but the internet can be used for good as well as bad.
Exactly. People think the internet was created for freedom. It was created to control people, actually. If you read the documents from the early 60s,
it
was
a
surveillance grid, yeah. And then it ended up getting turned for good. Now it's kind of a battle right now.
Absolutely. And I think this is a big battle, actually. And it kind of, like, points to an overarching kind of theme that, you know, that we're dealing with in America and around the world. You know, the rise of authoritarianism and totalitarianism. And this is, you know, they're coming for, you know, our children now. They're coming for our medical autonomy. They're coming for physician autonomy. I mean, they're really forcing everyone to just fall in line and, you know, lockstep. And physicians are afraid of speaking out. I'm able to speak out because I'm no one owns me, right? Like, I'm an independent practitioner. You know, patients pay me directly. They don't even have to go through insurance, right? Whereas doctors who work in large healthcare systems, they often send me their patients, and their patients tell me, my doctor sent me to you because he wanted to prescribe ivermectin, and he could not. His hands were tied. He would have been fired. You know, he has to put food on the table. He's worried about his family. And this is just a terrible place that we're in, right? And we need to take back our freedoms from our government.
I totally agree. And that's why you've got mygotodoctor.com or mygotodoc.com. And I guess that's the whole future. That's one good thing Trump did was make it where, I guess, doctors across the United States, no matter where they are, can be people's physicians, right?
Yeah, so, people look at the regulations a little bit differently. At the federal government level, with the COVID-19 pandemic, they allowed physicians to see, you know, patients anywhere in the country. But at the state level, you know, medical boards still require that a physician be licensed in their state to see a patient in their state. And this is kind of like a stumbling block because it's really difficult to get licensed in every single state. I mean, I do have some COVID waivers in probably like 25 states at this point.
Yeah, but people should be able to go to whoever they want.
They should be able to. And, you know, I've had patients, basically you just got to tell a doctor that you're in a state that he's licensed in, and he'll be able to treat you online. So, you know, even if, you know, doctors aren't like detectives. I'm not trying to figure out where you live or ask
you. Let's spend a few minutes on you, because everybody calls me constantly saying, where are good online doctors for me to talk to? Where do I get advice? My go-to doc, doc.com.
Yeah, so the great thing about our website is that you go to some other websites, and you can only talk to the doctor for like a week or two, and then you have to pay again if you need to ask them another question. With us, you can actually register for free. You can ask any question, as many questions as you want for the rest of your life, basically, indefinitely, without any charge. Okay, so information should be free, and it is free, but you need, like, I think it's important to have a gatekeeper. Go to somebody you trust.
Yeah, but it's not free to have the website and pay for everything and then pay the rent and do it. So how are you able to keep
right.
going?
So I do charge people for prescriptions. But again, if you can't afford a prescription, you can ask for a discount. And if you're really hard up for money, just ask us to waive our fee. And you'll still have to pay the pharmacy for the medication.
So let's be clear. Other mainline corporate pharmacies are trying to deny people ivermectin and fluvoxamine and all this. So then people that are telling are like almost ashamed. Like, and then we're sorry. We charge if we do this. I mean, we should be the future. You should launch pharmacies across the country. What we need is to innovate here.
Yeah. So I gotta clarify. So doctors prescribe drugs, right? The pharmacist dispenses them.
That's
and
right.
This is where we ran into trouble, right? Like, I don't own the pharmacy and I can't own a pharmacy, right?
Doctors, you're just sending people to a pharmacy.
I'm sending people to a pharmacy, and that's a really important issue because we used to send people to CVS because they had the cheapest source of ivermectin. You could go and get like a GoodRx prescription for a really cheap ivermectin at CVS, and then the pharmacists were not allowed to dispense it anymore. So some of them wanted to and they could not. So now basically all the chain pharmacies won't give you ivermectin. So we had to go to mail order pharmacies, and we did the work. This is the other special thing about us. We called out probably thousands of pharmacies at this point all over the country looking for the cheapest possible sources of real human grade ivermectin. Okay. So I had patients come to me from other pharmacies that they had been sent to telling me that they were going to be charged like $700 to $1,000 for a 5-day course of ivermectin. All of our pharmacies.
Oh, I have crew members that have family that live in like North Carolina. They were trying to charge them $3,000 for it.
Yeah. It's money grabbing.
Criminal,
right?
Gouging.
Yeah. They're absolutely price gouging. Some of the pharmacies, you know, they only have expensive ivermectin. Some of them may be price gouging. All of our pharmacies, you can get a 14-day course, not even a 5-day course, but 14 days for less than $150. Sometimes it's $80, sometimes it's $100. If you really insist on just 5 days, it'll probably be less than $50. I think everyone needs at least 14 days total on hand in case you need to take it for longer than 5 days.
Oh, I've stockpiled it. I mean, I had people I knew almost died without it.
Yeah.
I mean, they got from 82 oxygen to 90 oxygen within 5 hours on it.
Yeah, so I get this. I hear this a lot. People take it, and within hours, they can feel better, you know, and sometimes they'll even feel it wearing off. Like, they know exactly what it's doing in their body. They can tell they get better, and then they're like, doc, it's starting to wear off. And I just tell them, take it again. You know, if it's wearing off, take it again. Keep taking it.
All right, stay there, doc. I want to, because I've been kind of leaving this discussion, but you're the expert. I want to get back to fluvoxamine, because that's the big one that's not getting attention. We all know about ivermectin. Then I want to tell the story, which you've been covering, firsthand accounts, it's also in the news, that they're not looking for fentanyl in the mail coming in from overseas. They're looking for ivermectin that never's killed anybody. It sounds like aspirin's more dangerous than this. We'll be right back, because, you know, 2-year-old shouldn't be taking aspirin, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First hour of the war room to hit a bunch of other topics.
vaccines and the children, what's coming out about the deaths. He's going to be covering those huge issues in the first hour of the War Room, coming up here in about an hour and 27 minutes from now. Paul Joseph Watson from England will be hosting the fourth hour today. But, I watched the full interview with him and Harrison Smith, and was just riveted by it about this, because he's a doctor, like these other doctors we've had on, that is simply trying to prescribe people medication to help them. And so he knows the inside baseball of how they're trying to suppress things like ivermectin. It's so criminal to watch them block the monoclonal antibodies, to watch them block the ivermectin, to watch them try to stop all of this. And then he gets into fluvoxamine and how big a story that is. It looks like, again, they're synergistic, but statistically almost even better than the ivermectin. Again, I'm not endorsing SSRIs, neither is he. It's like, that's how powerful they are. They cause such huge changes that, you know, it blocks it. And we're not talking about long-term here. So I could ask a million questions, but just continue from wherever you want with the fluvoxamine and that, or with the suppression of ivermectin and just so much more, Doc.
Yeah, so... Yeah, just going back to fluvoxamine, I just wanted to point out that, you know, depression is the only comorbidity or coexisting illness that lowers your risk from COVID-19. That's actually kind of one of the first signals that we saw that made us think about SSRIs for COVID-19. Every other illness that you might have worsens your risk from COVID-19, except for depression, and that's because a lot of depressed patients are on SSRIs like fluvoxamine. Fluvoxamine and Prozac are the best out of the SSRIs. So actually, a lot of them have effects on the sigma-1 receptor, and they have anti-inflammatory effects, and they work for COVID, and they work to prevent COVID. Just recently, one of my patients had an outbreak. She's been on fluvoxamine twice a day, you know, for psychiatric reasons, but also to prevent catching COVID-19 and to prevent getting really sick from it. She was the only person in her workplace who did not come down with COVID-19. And I attribute, she was on ivermectin and fluvoxamine both. Nowadays, you know, I am seeing some breakthrough infections with patients who are on ivermectin twice a week. I would not recommend fluvoxamine long-term again for preventing COVID-19. You don't really need it to use it like that. But what's really important to know is that you need to start treatment really early, right? You need to start right away, and you need to have a game plan. You need to, you know, print out the directions from a doctor. You need to have the medications in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait until you get sick, because it'll just take too long, right? You're gonna try to sign up. That might take a day. You know, that might be problems.
I was going to make that point. Is you talk about heroes like Dr. Bartlett and others. I literally had a bunch of my crew, a bunch of family 6-8 months ago in Texas, all almost dead. And he was literally on the phone trying to find pharmacies that would give us the steroids and give us the ivermectin. And as soon as I gave it to my dad, my mom, my friends, others, it was like dramatic. And it made me so angry that they were trying to suppress this.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had this experience talking to pharmacists where I'm like, you know, cajoling them and just trying to like, you know, beg them to give ivermectin to patients. And some of the pharmacists are like, you know, they're telling me, okay, well, I think this is too high of a dose. It's too dangerous. If you're willing to drop the dose, I'll go ahead and prescribe it. And I'm just telling them, you know, are you their doctor? You know, are you treating them?
Do you have a medical license? Because you do. Right. They don't.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, has ivermectin ever killed anybody?
So I maybe once. And the only way ivermectin could get, it's been given like a billion times, okay, in the last 40 years.
This is like the super drug.
Yeah. So possibly, I don't think it's ever killed anyone. But if it did, right, there may have been one death from ivermectin. And the only thing that can kill you with ivermectin is if you have a really terrible widespread parasitic infection. So if you have like parasites in your brain, in your liver, you know, in your heart.
Oh, then they die and rot.
They die, and that causes inflammation that harms you. This does not happen in the United States. I've never seen it. I mean, at this point, I've probably prescribed ivermectin more than most physicians in the world, right? And especially more than most physicians in the U.S. I mean, 35,000 patients have taken ivermectin at my hand.
The only reason I knew that is I read about some of these amoebas that are in Texas water at the end of the summer, that sometimes they're in the brain and they take the antibiotic, it kills them, but then that causes toxins.
It releases, you know, it causes inflammation, basically, and the inflammation can be bad for your organs. I have never seen anyone in the United States have a widespread enough parasitic infection where an antiparasitic drug would cause them serious side effects like that.
Wow. So as a medical doctor who has the Hippocratic Oath, what is it like to watch Big Pharma in control of your profession?
So it's really sad. You know, I think what you have to realize is this has been going on for decades, and now it's just coming out into the open. And I think that's one of the, you know, the hidden blessings or the silver linings of this pandemic is that the wool has been pulled, you know, over people's eyes for decades, and now it's been removed. And a lot of people have started to wake up and realize the truth. They've been red-pilled. You know, a lot of doctors, you know, a lot of people, you know, they took the first and the second dose of the vaccine, and then, you know, they start hearing about countries where they're giving like a fourth and a fifth and a sixth dose, and now it's going to be like maybe every 6 months or every 3 months. And, you know, there's data coming out that, you know, the vaccines for Omicron may only work for a month and then, you know, become negatively effective after 90 days, you know, where it actually makes you more likely to catch.
Yeah, the Israeli government's like, it lasts 1 month, but we're going to do it. Like,
absolutely. So this is, you know, this is terrible. You know, it just baffles me, right? So like ivermectin's actually mostly used in the U.S. off-label for scabies. Okay, so you can give ivermectin off-label for scabies, which is mostly like annoying. It's not dangerous. It's not a deadly disease, but you can give it off-label for COVID-19. It just doesn't make sense. It does not compute, right? They actually give ivermectin for scabies to people who don't even have scabies. Like in nursing homes, you have a scabies outbreak, they treat the entire nursing home with ivermectin.
Remember, it came with all the migrants coming across the border last year that the government was giving them ivermectin.
Right. I mean, it's just an incredibly safe drug. So when you have the FDA tweeting out these, you know, like ridiculous tweets about horse medicine and y'all shouldn't be taking it and all this stuff,
again, you said it earlier, but go slow because I'm not a doctor like you. What does ivermectin do?
Yeah. So ivermectin, obviously, we're not using it for the anti-parasitic effects. I'm not saying that COVID-19 is a parasitic infection. No, absolutely not. COVID-19 is a virus, and it has antiviral effects. So ivermectin binds to the spike protein. It prevents the spike protein from combining with the ACE2 receptor, which it needs to combine with in order to enter your body's
cells. So whatever mechanism it uses to kill worms and stuff also blocks virus.
No. It's got different mechanisms to treat COVID-19. So it works in a different way for parasites and a different way for COVID-19. So like I'm saying, the spike protein is on the surface of COVID-19, right? The spike protein is what binds to your body's cells. It binds to the ACE2 receptor on your body's cells. And once it binds, it can enter your body's cells. So it's kind of like sticking a key into a lock. Ivermectin blocks that key so that it can't go into the lock. And it can't get into the door. It can't get into your body.
Well, they put the super glue in the lock.
It's incredible. I mean, it basically prevents the virus from attacking your body. It bounces off of you. You know, it's like you're a Superman.
I've had other doctors on that have said ivermectin is anti-cancer. I don't want to get you in trouble saying that. But
you know, I've heard this too. I haven't really looked into it that much because I've been so focused on COVID-19, and it kind of brings me up to another point that's really important. Some other websites you go to, they have doctors who are like, you know, they're cardiologists or they're dermatologists or they're, you know, plastic surgeons, and they just have to get these people to prescribe ivermectin because there's like no one is willing to do it. So they don't always have, you know, the most up-to-date knowledge, or they don't have a lot of experience because they're doing this kind of part-time. You know, sometimes they're doing it in their parking lots, you know, from their phones in their cars in the middle of traffic. And that's great because we need that. You know, there's only a couple hundred doctors in the country who are actually prescribing this stuff for patients.
Well, I was about to say, they'll give a 12-year-old a day after, morning after pill that's super toxic. That's okay, but then something that doesn't ever cause any problems, you can't get.
Not just that. I mean, the worst thing that's happening in our country, one of the worst things, is that we're giving kids, you know, hormone treatments to change their sex, their gender identity, or, you know, to try to, you know, turn men into women and women into men. You know, they're not even men or women yet. They're boys and girls, right?
They can't make that choice yet.
Their brains haven't even, you know, gotten to the point where we don't even let them drink yet, right? Like, we don't let them, you know,
go to the war. You're awesome. You're going to be on the War Room, too, coming up at 3 p.m. Central, but we got another segment left here. Wow, this guy is awesome. Dr. Saeed Haider. And the best place to find his great work is mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com. Mygotodoc.com. Wow, life-saving information, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here in Austin. I want to invite you back anytime you want to come on. When this show ends, you're going to be on about an hour and 10 minutes with Owen Schroyer. But you were on fire during the break. You're doing a great job, you know, on air, obviously. But let him have it. The mask, the children, you've got a lot to say.
Yeah, so I'd like to start this segment in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And I think, you know, the reason is that, you know, all good things start with the remembrance of the Lord. And it reminds us that we need to have some compassion for, you know, our fellow citizens who have been brainwashed, right? And it brings, you know, we were talking about Matthias Desmet during the break. He's a psychiatrist out of Europe, and he's talking about mass formation that kind of explains why people have gone so crazy and are allowing things that make no sense to happen. And so what he points out is that if you have, in a society, you have these elements at place, what you need to have is free, kind of like a generalized free-floating anxiety where people are tend to be really anxious. And as a physician, I see this all the time. I mean, half of my elderly patients are on anti-anxiety drugs, and basically half of all my patients, at least, are on anti-anxiety drugs. So this is a big problem in the United States. You have to have, like, free-floating frustration, right? Like, you know, why am I not making as much money as I did 10 years ago? You know, why does my wife have to work and I have to work and we need, you know, and our, you know, we're just getting behind every year. You know, so there's a lot of frustration in the society. The other thing that you need is lack of social connection, you know, the internet and social media have really removed us from in-person social connections that we used to have. And then the last thing that you need is kind of like an attack on your pre-existing institutions, which we've had in the last few years in America, and lack of meaning and sense. Like, things don't make sense anymore. The world doesn't make sense anymore. Why are we attacking our history? Why are we tearing down the names of our high schools?
And Klaus Schwab says that we are making them angry to control them.
Right. So when you have these four elements, then if somebody brings you something terrible like COVID-19, those things latch on to COVID-19. So the anxiety latches on to COVID-19, and then you give people a way to deal with that anxiety. Like, okay, put on a mask, it's going to make me feel better because I believe that it's going to help me. You know, lockdowns are going to help us defeat this existential threat, right? So that people's anxiety latches onto it, and they do these ridiculous things that oftentimes make no sense. And we knew very right from the start that lockdowns made no sense, right? Like, we knew in April of 2020, without a doubt, you know, we had studied it in 50 countries. They had no correlation with outcomes. And since then, 40 studies have come out showing that lockdowns don't work. They don't stop the spread of the virus. We've known masks don't work for decades.
But it's a great exercise of power.
Absolutely. And the only reason people go along with it is because of this, like, mass psychosis, basically. It's called mass formation. You know, Matthias Desmet came up with this terminology, but it's essentially like a mass psychosis.
I call it mass Stockholm syndrome.
Absolutely. It looks a lot like Stockholm syndrome, you know. You just keep abusing these people, and they become even more and more focused on following the directions. And so the important thing is to realize that 30% of people go down this path and become completely kind of brainwashed. You can't talk to them. They have this glazed look in their eye. If you bring up things that, like, go against the narrative, you know, they just can't deal with it. 30% are kind of awake, you know, like Alex Jones, you know, like all you out there. You know, they realize what's going on. They can still think critically for themselves. They can, you know, evaluate new information, change their opinions, change their beliefs, you know, based on scientific proof and evidence. And then 40% of people are kind of on the fence. They can go either way. And we need to target those 40%. So that's what Alex Jones is doing here. That's what people are doing on InfoWars. That's what people are doing, you know, on alternative media all over the place, all over the country.
How great is it seeing Joe Rogan fully awake now? He's really starting to get it.
Absolutely. It's incredible, you know. And this is what we need to do. We need to target these people like Joe Rogan and other people who are kind of on the fence. And we need to wake them up. And when they wake up, it makes a huge difference because, you know, he's got viewership of millions of people, right? So this is incredible stuff that's happening. And so you got to kind of avoid the 30% who are asleep and they're not going to wake up. They're just going to take the blue pill.
I agree, doctor. Right? Don't beat your head against the wall.
Yeah. Go for the people who are kind of ready for that red pill and talk to them, have, you know, show them segments that you think might convince them. Maybe have somebody else talk to them. If you've talked to them too much, you know, you got to kind of be smart.
Let me ask you this question. You're a smart guy. How does the big pharma corrupt system strike back? Because right now their narrative is collapsing. I see victory, but I've lived long enough to see every time it looks like humanity's waking up and finally coming together, they've got another trick.
Yeah, so what are they going to do next? You know, at this point, they have to really go big or just, you know, they may go to jail, right? Like, Pfizer has been sued to the tune of $10 billion in the last 10 or 20 years, okay? I think since 2000, they've had $10 billion in fines. I mean, they're like
They're the most fined organization in the world.
Yeah, one of the dirtiest corporate cultures in the world, right? Like, they had, I think, nearly like a $2 billion fine for, you know, marketing drugs off-label. Actually, right? They actually marketed one of their drugs off-label, which is against the law, right? They can only market things for FDA-approved indications. They were fined $2 billion for that. Billions of dollars in other fines. So Pfizer, you know, you find them, and they just bounce right back. I mean, this is like a rounding error on their profit statement. This doesn't mean anything to Pfizer. But now, you know, With the information that's coming out on the Pfizer trial, the fact that maybe, you know, they covered up Maddie DeGray's, you know, problem in the Pfizer trial. She was basically paralyzed. She can't feel anything from the waist down. She has a feeding tube. She can't eat. You know, she had seizures. And this was written up in the Pfizer trial as functional abdominal pain, which basically means she had a tummy ache and we don't know why. Right. I mean, this is just blatant fraud. I mean, and the other thing, you know, there was a, you know, Pfizer farms out its studies to multiple other companies to do the dirty work for them. But they are, at the end of the day, responsible for what goes into their studies, and they're responsible for all the data. And it came out that one of these companies that they farmed out the trial to, the vaccine trials to, you know, they did all kinds of, like, you know, funny stuff with the data. They it was unblinded, you know, they were not following up with people who might have COVID. I mean, just all kinds of shenanigans. And this barely made a ripple in the mainstream media or the legacy media, right? Like, they're not even mainstream anymore. I mean, you know, Joe Rogan and Alex Jones are more mainstream than the legacy media. But the media covered it up. Pfizer didn't even address it. The FDA didn't address it. And this accounted for 10% of the patients in the Pfizer trial went through this company that is basically was doing doing things that were wrong with the data, you know, doing corrupt things with the data. So the trial itself is clearly corrupted, you know. And if this really comes out and becomes really widely publicly known, I mean, everyone could go down, you know, the senior officials.
Exactly. So they were already in trouble before. It seems like they doubled down with the COVID.
Yeah, and they're doubling down more and more, right? Because
they never give up. They just keep doubling.
What do they do? I mean, they're looking at the hangman's noose. I mean, this is coming for them. If all of this really comes out, if they lose control of the narrative, these people are going to jail. And
exactly. We're not seeing confidence. We're seeing desperation.
That's all that they have left, right? I mean, this is, we're talking about the highest ranks of the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. I mean, there could be, you know, they could all go.
And you got Bill Gates caught with Epstein. It's all coming down.
I mean, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, these people are fighting for their lives, right? We are fighting for our lives. They are fighting for their lives.
I've never heard it said better, Doctor. You were totally right. That's why they're so dangerous. They're desperate.
Absolutely. And you know, we need to get desperate, too, because we have loved ones dying in hospitals, right? I mean, this is just outrageous that they can't get drugs that are proven to work. Doctors are not allowed to prescribe what they want to prescribe. Doctors' hands are tied. I mean, never in this country have we experienced this before, right? Like, we have never seen doctors not allowed to write prescriptions. I mean, why do I get
medical
degree?
I'm putting the bumper sticker out right now. It's so true, doctor. Get desperate.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got to get desperate because we are desperate.
We're fighting for our lives.
We've got to get out of the comfort zone and get desperate.
Our loved ones are often fighting for their lives, and we can't give up. I mean,
well, they'd have taken my dad 6 months ago. He'd have died with it, but I got ivermectin, I got steroids, he got better. They'd have killed him.
Listen, the important thing, I think, for people who are religious, I'm a religious person. I know a lot of your listeners are religious people, and they believe in God. And a lot of people don't like to lie, right? But at the end of the day, war is deceit. You got to lie in wartime, okay? You just got to, like, throw out all.
So you got to lie to get the drug to save you.
You know, I know people who are lying to get fake vaccine cards. You know, we just had a friend of the family visit through Puerto Rico to go to the Virgin Islands, made a fake vaccine card to travel, right? Right? So at the end of the day, if you think something's going to kill you, don't take it. Right? If you think something's going to save your life, get it, no matter how you need to get it. Get your hands on it. Get it to your, you know, to your loved ones. You know, get them.
No, that's true. Because what I found about conservatives and Christians and people that are religious is they'll sit there and won't even bend the truth to save themselves. And you're talking to globalists. It doesn't even matter. Just get what you need to save your family.
Yeah. So at some point, you know, you got to stop turning the other cheek. You know, you can't just let people beat you up all day long. You can't let people kill your family. You have a responsibility, a God-given responsibility to yourself, you know, and then to your family members, and then to the people around you, and then to the entire world. So there's these rings of responsibility that radiate out from you. And if somebody comes to your door and says, I'm here to kill your brother, where is he? Don't tell them where he is, right? Even if he's standing next to you. On the other side of the door. Tell them, you know, he's across town. Well, what else are you going to do? I mean, at the end of the day, God doesn't want you to take a fall for somebody else.
And very well said, Doctor. Let's come back to 5 more minutes, and then Paul Watson takes over. But this is so important. You also want to talk about the drugging of our children, the sterilization of our children, which is the real crime that is so huge. And that they want to sterilize people. They're doing it right now, folks. Eugenicists are doing it right now. Dr. Saeed Haider is our guest. MyGoToDoc.com. Find out more there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.